Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Krohn,
mechaber of the Sefer Nezer Avraham on Maseches Nazir.
Maseches Nazir has been dedicated in loving memory Ule'ilu Nishmas, Harold Groner, Tzvi Ben Yaakov Yosef.
Today's shiur is on Maseches Nazir, Daf Beis. I'd like to start shiurim on Maseches Nazir by wishing a mazel tov to all those who have been Messiah Maseches Nedarim. Should all be zoicha lahaskel masechtos usfarim acherim ulesaimam. And now we start b'siyata d'shmaya masechta nazir. A few words of introduction are in order. Anyone who wants to learn masechta nazir with a pirish of pashut pshat in the Rishayim is encouraged to learn the Gemara together with the pirish harosh that is on the side of the Gemara. And if one is able to add the pirish hatoisvis on the side of the Gemara as well. However, the Pirish Rashi that we have printed in our Dfusim of Masechta Nazir is not the typical Pirish Rashi as we have on other Masechtas. If you look in the first Gilyan Hashas of Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Masechta, he brings in the name of the Chida in his Sefer Shem HaGedolim, Ois Shin, that the Chida says in the name of the Yad Malachi who has Klali Hashas, that the Pirish that looks like Rashi on our Masechta is really not from Rashi. The Makar of the Yad Malachi is the Lashon of the Kesef Mishneh throughout Hilchos Nazirus, from the very beginning, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and many other times throughout Hilchos Nazirus. The Kesef Mishneh refers to the Pirish that we have as Rashi as the Mefarish, seemingly that it was unclear that who was the real writer of this Pirish. In addition to that, the Matfisei HaShas, in the introduction to the Shas Vilna on the Sharblat, they write that it seems that the Pirish that we have of Rashi is actually a Pirish of his son-in-law, the Rivan. And if you look in the Netziv on his Pirish on Sheiltas, called Hamek Shaila, in Sheilta Kuf Samach Vav, Ois Aleph, he suggests that as well, that the Mefarish in Nazir is really HaRivan Chasonai Shal Rashi, the Rivan, the son-in-law of Rashi. Lamaisa, though, it's Mavur in Rishonim that Rashi did write a Pirish to Masechta Nazir. Throughout the Masechta, the Meiri and the Pirish known as Rabbeinu Avram in Ahar quote from Rashi many times, from Rabbeinu Shlomoi, and the Meiri quotes from Gedolei HaRabbanim, who, as we know, is the Meiri's name for Rashi. Throughout the Masechta, many, many times. And as a matter of fact, we find in the Ramban, in Yevamos, Daf Samach Aleph, and in Bava Basra, Daf Nun Ches, as well, that the Ramban quotes from Rashi's album Maseches Nazir, from Rashi in Masechta Nazir, and it's quoting from a Pirish on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph that we have in our Mefarish. So it seems that not only Rashi did write a Pirish on Masechta Nazir, but that Pirish appears in the Pirish of the Mefarish that we have in our Masechta as well. And therefore it is quite possible that the Pirish that we have on the side of Masechta Nazir here, that's Mechune Rashi, really is one of the Mahadurais, one of the editions of Pirish Rashi. Rashi, as we know, wrote a number of Mahadurais and Masechtas that have Shita Mekubetzes, like Ksubas. Often it quotes Rashi mi Mahadura Kama, Rashi from a different Mahadura. And the final version that we have in Rashi and Shas is a later Madura, but in Masechta Nazir it seems that there are a lot of mistakes and a lot of things that Rashi would have taken out in other Masechtas, and the Lashon, the Nusach is not very clear. So it could be that either Rashi, the Pirish that we have here, is Taka not Rashi, or if it is Rashi, it's an early Madura in Rashi, and it's a Madura that's Meshubeshes, and that's why it's not as smooth as Pirish Rashi in other Masechtas. Asmach ledavar zeh, we find in the Meiri, later in the Masechta, on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, the Meiri brings, exactly like the Pirish of the Mefarish appears on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, but exactly like the words of the Mefarish, the Meiri brings, in the name of Gedolei HaRabbanim, Biktas Pirushin Shepirshu. Gedolei HaRabbanim, as we know, is the Meiri's kinui for Rashi. Gedolei HaRabbanim, Biktas Pirushim Shepirshu, in some of the Pirushim that he was Mefarish. So it sounds like it is a Madura of Pirish Rashi, according to the Meiri, but it's not his final Madura. So we basically have two tzadim, if it's not Rashi at all, or it's an early Madura of Rashi that's Meshubash. And if one looks in the Tshuvas Chavas Yoyer, Simen Yod Aleph, he really sees these two tzadim in one line of the Chavas Yoyer. Chavas Yoyer writes, V'nir Ali, de ain pirish mesechta nazir me Rashi zal. The pirush that we have on Masechta Nazir is not from Rashi. Oy shehu meshubash ma'oid umuta. Or it is from Rashi, but it's a nusach that's very meshubash umuta. It's full of ta'usim. So either way, it's not the regular, smooth, clear pirush Rashi that we have in other Masechtas. And therefore, people are encouraged to learn the Masechta together with the Rosh and together with Tosfos. The first topic in Masechta Nazir is the lashon of the Kabbalas Nazirus, Kol Kinuyei Nazirus Kinazirus, different alternative terminologies for the Kabbalas Nazirus, and Yadois, examples of Yadois Nazirus Kinazirus. There is a big discussion among the Mefarshim what exactly is the Geder of the Kabbalas HaNazirus. We know from Masechta Nedarim Daf Beis Amid Beis that there's two types of Kabbalas Isurim that someone could make on themselves. If someone makes it with the lashon of neder, that he says, koinam davar ze'olai, then he creates an iser chefza. If he says in a lashon shavua, a shavua that I will not eat a certain kikar, then he's creating an iser gavra. The Gemara explains that by an iser chefza, the iser is chal, the iser takes effect on the object, that the object becomes aser to the neder. And by a shvua, it's the opposite. The iser is on the gavra, that the iser takes effect and rests on the gavra, that this person is now aser to eat this object, with various nafkaminas that's mentioned throughout Masechta Nedarim. So yesh la'ayin over here by Nazirus, when a person is asering himself on the main three things that Nazirus asers, yayin, tiglachas, and tumah, the iser of yayin, drinking wine, and eating anything that comes from a geffen, as well the iser tiglachas, the iser of shaving, taking a haircut, and the iser tumah, the iser to become tamei meis. What exactly is the geder of iser, for example, by yayin? Do we say that wine becomes aser to a nazir with the geder of an iser chefza, that the yayin becomes aser on him? Or do we say that the geder is an iser gavra, that he asers himself on the wine? This is actually a machloikis rishonim throughout Shas. The Ritva in a number of places, among them Erevin Daf Lamed and Nedarim Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, the Ritva says Shehanazirus Iser Cheftzahu. Nazirus is similar to Nedarim. The lashon of the Torah is Kiyafli Lindor Neder Nazir Lahazir Lashem. Nazirus is a category of Nedarim. So the geder of the Isurei Nazir, for example, the Iser Yayin on him, is mamish like an Iser Neder Iser Chefza on the person. It's a chefza that it's chal on the chefza, that the chefza becomes aser on the person who is makabel nazirus. However, the Ritva in Shavuos Daf Chof Beis Amid Beis brings that Shitas Rashi is not like that. He brings in the name of Rashi, the nazirus iser gavra. The nazirus is an iser gavra, similar to the geder of an iser shvua. And the truth is that a number of Rishonim say that nazirus is an iser gavra. Tosfos in Shavuos Daf Chof Hei Amid Aleph, Dibur HaMaschil Choymer, says that the geder of Nazirus is Sha'oiser Atzmoy Al HaYayin, that it's similar to Shvua, that he asers himself, not he's asering the Chefza of the Yayin, but he's asering himself onto the Yayin. And the Tosfos HaRosh, in a number of places in Nedarim, Tosfos HaRosh just came to print a few years ago on Masechta Nedarim, but on Daf Beis Amid Beis, and on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, and again on Daf Tezayin Amid Beis, the Tosfos HaRosh says clearly that it's Aser Nafshei Min Chefza, that the Isser is that he's Asering himself onto the Chefza of Yayin and Tiglachas, and it's Begeder Isser Gavra, similar to Shavua. The Ma'arit has a famous tshuva, and the tshuva's Ma'arit, Chelak Aleph Simen Nun Gimel, and he's Ma'arich more about it in Simen Nun Dalet, where he discusses the different shitas of what the geder of Issa Naziris is, and he says that there are shitas that it's an Issa Chefza, and there are shitas that it's an Issa Gavra, and says the Ma'arit that Nira Eloi Kedivrei Zeh V'Eloi Kedivrei Zeh, that I hold a third opinion. We have in Shas, Nedarim is a Chefza, Shavuos is a Gavra. We don't have a third Geder. Says the Ma'arit, Nazirus is actually a third Geder. And that is that when a person is Mekabel on himself, Nazirus, he's actually not being Mekabel Isurim Bechlal. True, there are Isurim Nazirus Haksuvim Beparsha, but a person is not being Mekabel on himself, those Isurim, when he says Hareini Nazir. Hareini Nazir doesn't address the wine and the Tiglachas Bechlal. Hareini Nazir says, I am a Nazir. A person is Mekabel on himself, a Toyar Nazir, the title of Nazirus. When a person is Mekabel on himself to be the title of a Nazir, So automatically he gets Kedusha, Kedushas Naziris. He becomes the Nazir of the Torah that has a Kedusha on him. And Memela, the Torah asks on someone who is so Kaddish, the Torah asks him on Yayin, Tiglachas and Tumah. But he's not directly Makabal the Isurim Bechlal, like someone who makes a Neder and someone who makes a Shruah. He's Makabal on himself and Isser on that thing. And then we could discuss, is the Isser Chal on the Chefza or the Isser Chal on the Gavra? He's not Makabal Isurim Bechlal, he's Makabal a Toyar Nazir and the Kedushas Nazirus that comes with the Toyar Nazir. Then as a second step, Memela, the Torah answers him on all the Isurei Nazir, but his Kabbalah Nazirus is not a Kabbalah of an Isur Chefza or of an Isur Gavra. However, the Pashtus, the Lashinus of the Rishainim that we mentioned before, is not like that. The Pashtus is that when a person is Makabal on himself Nazirus, he is Makabal on himself the Isurim Haksuvim Bapashas Nazirus, and the Rishainim just discussed, does it have the Geder of a Neder or the Geder of a Shvua in terms of an Isur Gavra or an Isur Chefza? The Sefer HaChinuch explains in Mitzvah Shin Ayin Dalid that the Yesod of Kabbalas Nazirus is being Makabal on oneself Precious. We find in Rashi in a number of places that the Lashon of Nazirus is a Lashon of Precious. Rashi in Parshas Emor, Perachav Beis, Pasuk Beis. Again here in Parshas Nasai in the Parsha of Nazirus, Perach Vav, Pasuk Beis. Taisvis later on Daftes, Amud Aleph, say that the Lashon of Nazirus is a Lashon of Precious, and therefore when a person is Makabal on himself Nazirus, he is Makabal on himself Precious to be Pirish from Yayin Tiglachas and Toma. And as it seems from Chazal, the Iker Precious that one is Makabal on himself is to be Pirish from Yayin. As our Gemara says here on Daf Beis, that if a person is Roya Soita Bekulkula Yazir Atzmi Min HaYayin, the Lashon of Chazal is that the Nazirus, the Precious that one is Makabal on himself, is that he should be distanced from Yayin. Again, either with an Issa Chefza or an Issa Gavra, but the Precious is not something that comes automatically, that comes Memela as a second step, like the Ma'arit suggests. He's directly Makabal on himself to stay away from Yayin, either Begeder Issa Chefza or Begeder Issa Gavra. The Lashon of the Mishnah in Soita Dav Zayin is that Bezdin tells the Soita, Harbe Yayin Oisa, we see that the effects of Yayin are great, that they caused her to do an Avera, and therefore a person is Poirish Atzim in Hayayin, when he's Roya Soita Bekulkula, he's Yazir Atzim in Hayayin. In addition to that, being Poirish from the Tiglachas, from taking a haircut, the Sefer HaChinuch over there in Shinai and Dalid explains that through long hair, a person is nisnavel, he becomes disgusting and he doesn't look neat, and therefore it's nichna yitzra, his yetzahara, to go after the chumriyos and the taivas oilam hazeh becomes minimized, and that is all included in the Kabbalah of Precious of the Nazirus, to be pirish from Yayin, to be pirish from Tiglachas. The third Isser, the Isser of Tumah, is not because a person wants to be pirish from becoming Tameh Meis. That, as Rashi explains in Parashas Nosei, Perek Vav, Pasuk Ches, is because since a person who's Makabal, the Precious of Nazirus, is crowned with a certain Kedusha, so someone who's on a level of Kedusha like that, that he has a Kedusha Saguf, the Torah says that then he can't become Tamei Meis. Rashi says, Kedushas Haguf Militame Lemesim, that he's Meskadish with Kedushas Haguf, and that prohibits him from becoming Tamei Meis. And the truth is, we can really see this whole thing in a Medrash there in Bamidbar Rabbah, Parsha Yud, Ois Chav Ches. The Medrash says, Boyu Re'ei, Shekomi Shemekadish Es Atzmei Milamato, Mekadshin Oisai Milamalo. If someone is Mekadish himself in this world, Hashem infuses him with Kedusha Milamalo. Ze Lefisha Mazir Es Atzmei Min Hayayin. This guy, because he was Mazir himself from wine. V'noyik tzar ba'atzmoy shelo yigaleach roishoy. K'dei lishmar min avera. And he's noyik tzar in himself that he's not going to shave as well. And he does this l'shem shamayim. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu harehu chashuv lefonai k'koyin gadol. He is chashuv in front of me like a koyin gadol. Just like a koyin gadol is also litame l'chol ha-mesim. Also a nazir is also litame l'chol ha-mesim. So the Issa Tumas Meis is a different category that's not the precious of Kabbalah Sanazirus. That is because once a person is poirish Atzmai in this world, from Yayin, from Tiglachas, in the way of Kabbalah's Nazirus, then he becomes so Kaddish that Hashem says, for such a person, it's not appropriate to become Tamei Meis. Al Kapanim, we see that the Kabbalah's Nazirus is a Kabbalah of Precious from Isurim, and since there are three Isurim included in the parasha, Yayin, Teglachas, and Tumah. That Kabbalah of Precious is a Precious from Yayin, Teglachas, and Tumah. The Iker Precious that he's Makabal is the Yayin v'Teglachas. But since the Tumah is also one of the Isurim that it said on the Nazir, because of the Kedushas Nazir that he has, that is Bepashtus also included in the Kabbalah, that the Kabbalah is that he's not going to drink wine, he's not going to shave his head, and he's not going to become Tamei Meis. Al Kopanim. But then the old machlokes rishayim is whether the geder is be'isur gavra or be'isur chafta, but the precious of the kabbalas isurim is all part of the ikur kabbalas anazirus. In the Sefer Nezer Avram, I talk about this later on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis Ba'arichus, because over there it's negeh to the discussion of the tshuva of the Avne Miluim. The Avne Miluim at the end of his Sefer has tshuvas, and in Tshuva Simen Chav Beis, he says that what Tosfos says later on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis could really revolve around this discussion, whether we'll say like the Ma'arit, or whether we'll say like the other Rishayim. Because Tosfos says later on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis that there's a machloikes hasugis about whether the Isurei Nazirus are considered Isur Hashave Bakol, that it's Shave to everyone, or an Isur She'ena Shave Bakol. Tosfos says that there's a machlokes ha-sugyas about it. The sugya on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis holds that Isurei Nazirus are not considered shave bakol. They're einon shave bakol. And the sugya on Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis holds that the Isurei Nazirus are shave bakol. Ayin sham in Tosfos Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Al Kopanim, the Avne Miluim says, what does this shaila revolve around? It revolves around the Ma'arit and the other Rishayim. Because according to most Rishayim, the gather of Issa Nazirus is that a person is mekabel on himself these Isurim, either be Isser Gavra or be Isser Chafza. Says the Avne Miluim, if that's the case, it's an Isser Hashava Bakol. Every Yid could be Makabal on himself, the Isurim Nazirus, whatever the Geder is. But every Yid could do that. Therefore, it's Shava Bakol. The explanation of the Sugya on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis that holds that it's not Shava Bakol, even though really every Yid could be a Nazir, must be, says the Avne Miluim, that Sugya understands, like the Shita of the Ma'arit, that a person is not makabel on himself Nazirus, he's Isurei Nazirus. He's makabel on himself that Toyar, that title of Nazirus, that Kedushas Nazirus. Now the Torah comes and says, someone who has that Kedushas Nazirus, we give him special Isurim. He is Aser B'Yayin V'Teglachas and Toma. Well, if the Torah is giving that as a second step, the Torah is giving the Isurei Nazirus onto a person who has the title of a Nazir, then that's not Shava Bakal. Just like when the Torah gives special Isurim to a Kayin, that's an Issa Shena Shava Bakal. If the Torah gives a special Isurim to someone who has the title of a Nazir, that's an Issa She'ena Shava Bakal. And therefore, it says the Avne Miluim that the Shaila, whether it's an Issa Hashava Bakal or not, depends on whether you understand like Rav Yishayim or like the Ma'arit. However, the Shtikal Torah of the Avne Miluim is not so Muchach. Because it's true that if you hold that the Isser is Shavu Bakol, the Isser of Nazirus is Shavu Bakol, then the Hezber is like the Avne Miluim says, because all of Klal Yisrael could be Makabal on themselves Nazirus. As a matter of fact, later on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, in the Sefer Chidushe Rabbeinu Peretz HaKoyen, which is one of the very important Rishayim HaMasechta Nazir, from a Talmud of the Ran and a friend of the Rivash, Rabbeinu Peretz HaKoyen says there that the reason why it's called Shaveh Bakoyel, according to that opinion, is Shahakol Yechoylin Liyos Nazirin, because everybody could be a Nazir. That's true. However, the sugi that understands that the Isurei in Nazirus are not Shava Bakol doesn't have to be because they hold like the Ma'arit that the gather of Kabbalas Nazirus is different. It could simply be because Lamaisa, most of Klal Yisrael are not Nazirim, and therefore they are not Osir on Yayin, Teglachas, and Tumah. And therefore, even if the gather of Kabbalas and Nazirus is like Rav Rishayim say, that you're Makabal on yourself, the Isurim, the precious of Isurim, the Shebeparshas Nazirus, still, Lamaisa, it's Ein Shava Bakol. All Yidden could be a Nazir, but not all Yidden are a Nazir. So that's a machlokes hasugyas, whether that Isser B'Yayin V'Teglachas HaTumah is called an Isser Hashava Bakal or not. I think that the Isser of a Neder, for example, L'Kuli Alma, is called Shava Bakal. Because everybody in Klal Yisrael, when they have a Neder, when they make a Neder, they are Aser B'Isser Neder, and everyone can make a Neder. But specifically by Nazirish, which the Torah prescribes specific Isurim, you can't be makabel Nazirus from other things. Nazirus has its prescribed Isur in the Yayin, Teglachas, and Tumah. There's a Svara of one of the Sugyas that's called an Isser She'ena Shava Bakol, because those prescribed Isurim don't affect all of Klal Yisrael. They affect affect only people who are Nazirim. And therefore, at this time, it's called an Isser She'ena Shava Bakal. And the other sugya holds that since, theoretically, everyone could become Nazirim, that's called Shava Bakal. But Al Kolpanim, back to our original discussion, whether the Isurei Nazirus, what exactly the gather of the Kabbalas Nazirus is, as I said, it seems the Marit understands Ashita Chadasha, that a person is not Mekabal on himself the Isurei Nazirus, he's Mekabal on himself only the Toyar Nazir, and the Torah then, as a second step, gives a person the Isurei Nazirus. But from all the other Rishonim, it seems that a person is Mekabal on himself the Precious of Parshas Nazirus, which includes the Isurim of Yayin, Tiglachas, and Toma. And the machlokes is just whether that's considered with the gedder of an iser chefza, that's the sheet of the ritva, that will be similar to nadarim, or whether it's in, like most rishonim say, that it's also nafshe min chefza, the taisis in shvuas, the rashi that the ritva in shvuas brings, and the taisis harash in a number of places, that would seem to be that it's a begedder iser gavra, like an iser shvuah. There is a lashon of the rush in nadarim dav beiz amid beiz, where the rush says about nazirus, on the side of the Gemara, the Pirush Harash says, "Einoi nesar hayayin alav." The yayin is not nesar on him. Ela begufay tali hanazirus. The nazirus is tali begufay. And in the Velt, many people want to say that the Rosh means like the Ma'arit. He doesn't say it's an iser gavra. He says begufay tali hanazirus. So maybe he means that the Kabbalas nazirus is begufay, that he's being mekabel on himself the toyar, the title of nazir, and then the isurim come afterwards. But once we have a taisis Harash on Masechta Nedarim, and in three places, that Taisa Rosh says that it's an Issa Gavra, it's an Issa Nafshe Min Chefza, it seems that that's all the Rosh means as well, when the Rosh says Ela Begufay Tali Anaziris, meaning that it's Kegeder Shvuah, that the Issa is Begufay, it's an Issa Gavra, and therefore it's more similar to Shvuah. And if you look in the Sefer Shar HaMelech, in Hilchas Macholos Asurais, Perech Ches Halacha Vav, on the bottom of the Shar HaMelech, there's Haggais from the son-in-law of Rabbi Kiva Eger, called Maisei Choshev. And in the Maisei Choshev over there, in Hilchas Macholos Asurais, he says clearly that the Kavanah of the Rosh, even without having a Taisa Rosh, he says that the Kavanah of the Rosh in Nedarim Daf Beis Amid Beis is that the Issa Nazirus is an Issa Gavra, and that stems with what the Rosh says in the Taisa Rosh, that the Rosh holds that the Issa is taka, a person is makabal on himself the isurim, not like the Ma'arit says, but the gedder of the Kabbalas Nazirus is that he's makabal on himself the isurim Nazirus, and they are chal on him begufay tali Nazirus al get begedder iser gavra, similar to shvuah. Legabe the din of the Mishnah that kol kinuye Nazirus kinazirus, for example nazik, naziach, paziach, Tosfos dibur hamaschil nazir brings the Gemara in Nedarim Daf Yoram Aleph, where the Gemara brings two opinions as to what are kinuyim. Rabbi Yochanan says kinuyim lashain umayis hein. Kinuyim are various lashainos of the umayis ha'olam. And Reish Lakish says that kinuyim are lashainos shebadu lahem chachamim, that the chachamim created these secondary lashainos in order that a person should be noider with these lashainos, because if he would be noider with the regular lashon, for example, if he would say nazir instead of nazik, so the chances that there are chances that a person would say nazir lashem, and eventually somebody might come to say lashem nazir, and then end up saying lashem and not finishing his sentence of nazir, v'kamapik shem shamayim levatola, we're worried that he'll say the shem shamayim levatola. Therefore the chachamim instituted that a person should make nedarim with kinuyim and say the word nazik or naziach instead of the primary lashon of nazir. But legabi the shitas Rabbi Yochanan that kinuyim are lashon umaisein, Tosfos over here understands like the simple pshat pirush shalosh lashonos elu mishivim lashonos heim, that these are three of the 70 lashonos. And Tosfos, based on this understanding, is bothered why the Tana chose specifically these three lashonos, nazik, naziach, paziach, to be the examples of kinuyei nazirus. If kinuyei nazirus really means lashon umos, so all 70 lashonos help. If a person is mekabel nazirus in English or in any other lashon, that should help as well. So why does the Tana bring specifically these three lashonos? The Rashba in the Nedarim Daf Beis Amud Aleph understands also kipshutai that these are three lashonos of the 70 lashonos, and he answers Tosfos's kasha and says that the Tana mentions these three lashonos mepnei shehaya baki b'hen, because the Tana knew these, he was familiar with these three lashonos. But ein hachanami, all the other lashonos are exactly the same. The Ran in the Nedarim Daf Beis Amud Aleph says, "Vahanochin be'enai." What is correct in his eyes is what he brings in the name of who he calls Hachacham Hagadol, Rav Yehuda b'Rav Chisdai. And that is that when Rabbi Yochanan says Lashon Umaysein, he doesn't mean that these are three of the Lashonis, of the 70 Lashonis of the Umays HaOlam. These are actually corrupted versions of Lashon HaKodesh. It really is Lashon HaKodesh, but in a Lashon Meshubash, in a corrupted version of the Lashon HaKodesh. And therefore the Tana specifically picks these three Lashonis, says the Ran, because it's teaching you a Chiddush. Of course, if a person is Mekabel Nazirus, or Nedarim in the Mishnah Masechta Nedarim Daf Beis in any of the 70 Lashonis, for sure it works. However, the Chiddush is that even in these three Lashonis, which are not primary Lashonis of the Umay Sa'ilam, they are a corrupted version of Lashon HaKodesh. Even so, that is a good Kabbalas Nazirus. So the Ran with this answers Taisus's Kasha. Taisus is bothered why the Tana picks specifically these three Lashonis. Says the Ran, according to Hachacham HaGadol Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Chisdai, that these three Lashonis are corrupted versions of Lashon HaKodesh. That's why the Tana chose these, to show that even though it's a Lashon Meshubash, it still is a good Kabbalas Nazirus. The Ran there adds that according to this Pshat, it's understood much better why the Tana calls these Lashonis Kinuyim. And the Ran doesn't explain what he means by this Haisafa, but the Netziv over there in Meroi Me Sade in Nedarim Daf Beis explains the Kavana of the Ran, that according to the Pshat of Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Chisdai, these Lashonis attack are not primary Lashonis, they're secondary Lashonis, they're corrupted versions of Lashon HaKodesh. So that's why the name Kinoi is appropriate. Kinoi means like a nickname or a secondary name. But according to Taisvis, why is it called Kinuyim? These are primary Lashonis, Lashonis of the of the 70 Lashonis of the Umay HaOlam. So why would these Lashonis be called Kinuyim? Kinuyim Lashon Umaysein, but why the Lashon Kinuyim, that it's a secondary Lashon? But the Rashba over there in Nedarim, who, as we said, learns like Taisvis, that Lashon Umaysein means that these are various Lashonis of the Shivim Lashon, he himself is bothered with this Ha'ara, and he says Vishema maybe mipnei sheikar halashon hu lashon hatayra usha'ar lashonis kinuyim lai. All other lashonis other than lashon hakodesh, the lashon of the Torah, are called kinuyim because they are secondary to the lashon hatayra. Al kapanim, these are the two shitas in what Rabbi Yochanan means lashon umaysein. According to Taisvis and the Rashba, it means that these are three lashonis of the shivim lashon. And according to the Ran, these are actually corrupted versions of Lashon HaKodesh, and the Chiddush of the Tana is that even though it is a corrupted version, still it's a good Kabbalas Nazirus. Toisus Baya says at Teretz, which is a Gevaldige Chiddush, in Hilchas Kabbalas Nazirus, and Taisvis says that the reason why the Tana chose these three is because Enechanami, a person could be Makabal Nazirus in any of the 70 languages, but by these three Lashonis, which are closer to Lashon Kodesh, Chayil Alei Nazirus Nami Ki Ein Miskavin. A person could be Makabal Nazirus in these Lashonis, even Ki Ein Miskavein. Mishum Dedami Tfei LaLashon Torah Mi Lashonis Acherim. Since they are similar, more similar to Lashon HaTorah than the other languages, therefore Nazirus could be Chal, even Ki Ein Miskavein. And the simple pshat in the words of Taisvis is that even if he's not Mechavein to be Makabal Nazirus, it still works with these three Lashonis. And the Taisis Yontif in the first Mishnah of this Masechta is Matmi on the Taisvis. What does that mean? How is it possible that a person could have Nazirus Chal on him when he's not Miskavin LeKabbalas Nazirus? We know that we need Piv V'Liboy Shavin. Not just that you said words of Nazirus, but you have to have your lave, you have to be Mechavin LeKabbalas HaNazirus. Well, if that's the case, how could it work? Ki Ein Miskavin, when the person is not Miskavin, even if he says it in Lashonis that are so similar to the Lashon HaTorah, how could it be a good Kabbalas Nazirus Ki Ein Miskavin? So the emes is that Taisvis in Nedarim Daf Beis Amud Aleph says a little bit of a different nusach than our Taisvis, and says that by these three Lashonis, Nazik, Naziach, Paziach, it's a good Lashon of Nazirus, afilu lo yavinu hai Lashon, even if the person who says this Lashon doesn't understand this language. And in the Rashba over there in Nedarim, it's Mavur, that what Taisus means is, of course the person is Mechavin LeKabbalas HaNazirus. He is Mechavin to be Mekabel Nazirus with this statement. He just doesn't understand the words that he's saying. He doesn't know what the words mean. He doesn't understand that language. But he knows that the idea behind this is that he's being Mekabel Nazirus. Oh, so then that Chiddush is much more understandable. That since this these three Lashonis are close to the Lashon HaTorah. Therefore, they have a maila that even if he doesn't understand this language, he doesn't speak this language, still he could be Makabal Nazirus. But that is all if you're Mechavin LeKabbalas HaNazirus. Our Taisa says, Ki Ein Miskavin, sounds like that he could be Makabal Nazirus in these Lashonis even without Kavana LeKabbalas HaNazirus. That's Taka Atmiya Gedayla. But the Netziv over here in Meray Mesada is Magia in the Lashon of our Taisis. And when Taisis says Ki Ein Miskavin, he says it's supposed to say Ki Ein Mavin when he doesn't understand. And Taisis means similar to the Taisis in Adarim, that if he doesn't understand these three Lashonis, still it's good enough because it's Karev to the Lashon HaTorah. But Ein Echanami, of course, he has to have Kavana LeKabbalah Sanaziris. And if you look in the Mishnayis, there's a Pirish called the Chidushei Mahariach on the Mishnayis. And he says the same shot in our Taisis, even without being magia like the Netziv. He says the answer to the Taisis Yontif's kasha is Devadai believe Kivein L'Shem Nazirus. Of course, in his heart, he was Mechavin L'Shem Nazirus. He just didn't understand the Lashon Shehoitzi Mipiv. He didn't understand what those words meant. But, of course, he was Mechavin, which is a little bit of a daichik in the Lashon of our Taisis. But if you say that, then in Svara, it's much more understandable. Hitaka was Mechavin B'Liboy, Piv V'Liboy Shavin. His words were Kabbalas Nazirus. His lev was Shavin. He wanted to be Mechavin. Naziris. He just didn't understand the mashma'os hamilim. He didn't understand what those words mean because he didn't speak that language, exactly like Taisis in Adarim says. Therefore, it could be a good Kabbalah Sanaziris. However, the Oirach Mishar in the back of the Gemara Nazir and the Karen Oira over here as well learn Taisvis like the Pasha to Mashma'os of Taisis' Lashon by us, not like the Netziv and the Chidushei Ma'ariach. The Oirach Mishar and the Karen Oira learned that Taisvis in Nazir is Mechadesh and Meir de Kechidesh, that in these three Lashonis that are carved to Lashon HaTorah, the Kabbalas Nazirus is Chal, even if the person is not Miskavin LeNazirus. How could that be? It's true that his peh said Kabbalas Nazirus, but shouldn't there be a chisarin she'ein piv v'liboy shavin? So they say a big chiddush, and the Oirach Mishar learns it from Taisvis in Psachim, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, that the whole chisarin of ein piv v'liboy shavin is only when a person gets tripped up with his words, when he says words that he didn't have in mind to utter. He wanted to say one thing, and something else came out of his mouth. That's called Ein Piv V'Liboy Shavin. His peh and his lev are not shavin. His lev wanted to say something, and his peh uttered something else. That's a chisaron, Ein Piv V'Liboy Shavin. But if your peh says exactly the words that you plan to say Nozik, and you said the word Nozik, even if you're not miskaving that that's going to be Kabbalas Nazirus, since Be'etzem it is Kabbalas Nazirus, just like the word Nazir in the Lashon Torah, Hareini Nazir, that is Kabbalas Nazirus. So Nazik, Naziach, Paziach are karav enough, they're close enough to the Lashon HaTorah that that's considered Be'etzem words of Kabbalas Nazirus. If those words did not come out by mistake, those words came out intentionally, that's called Piv V'Liboy Shavin, and a person could have Nazirus Chal on him with these words of Kabbalah, even if he's not miskaving the Nazirus. Rav Hutner Zatzal, in his Sefer Toiras HaNazir, on the Rambam in Hilchas Nazirus, Perek Aleph Halacha Ches, shows this from a Gemara in Nedarim Daf Chav Ches Amid Aleph. And he says that in such a situation, we'll say Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim, that if his peh said words of Kabbalas Nazirus, or words of a neder, and he didn't have Kavana for it, as long as he had it in mind to say the words that he said, we'll say Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. Says the Ran over there in Nedarim Daf Chav Ches Amid Aleph, that the only chisaron of Ein Piv V'Liboy Shavin is when it's Iskal Milule, when his words came out B'Takala, his words came out differently than what he wanted to say, then that's the only chisaron of Ein Piv V'Liboy Shavin. According to this Pshat then in the Taisvis by us, Taisis is saying a chiddush that it's possible to be Mekabel Nazirus, not just when the person doesn't understand the Lashon, but even if he's not Mechavin LeKabbalas Nazirus, it still meets the requirement of Piv V'Liboy Shavin, because his lev did have in mind to utter the words that his peh uttered, and those words, Lemaisa, were good words of Kabbalas Nazirus in a Lashon Torah or a Lashon Hadoyme LeLashon Torah, and therefore would be a good Kabbalas Nazirus, Nami Ki Ein Miskavin, even if he doesn't have Kavana for the Kabbalas Nazirus. The Mishnah mentions the din that if a person says, Ahei, I will be, then he is a Nazir. That is Yadois Nazirus. A Yad is a partial Lashon of Kabbalas Nazirus, that it's clear from that partial Lashon, the Kavana of the Makabal Nazirus. And therefore, when he says, Ahei, that is a good Alaf Nashon for Nazirus. The Gemara on Amid Beis explains that this is only true when a Nazir is Oiver Lafanov. If not for that, the word Ahei is not a clear a partial lashon of Kabbalah's Nazirus, because it could be Ahei Betainus, I will be in the state of fasting. How do we know that it means that I will be a Nazir? So it must be talking about where a Nazir is Oiver Lefanov. A Nazir is passing in front of him and he says, I shall be. Then he means, it's clear that he means, I shall be like this person walking in front of me, which means I should be a Nazir. The Gemara says that it's clear from Shmuel, who says that we're talking about a Nazir Oiv Lefanov, that he holds Yadayim She'enon Moichichos. If you have a partial Lashon, that's an ambiguous Lashon, it's not clear of the person's indication of Kabbalas Nazirus, Loi Havin Yadayim, that's not good Yadayim. And the top Toisvis on Amud Beis, Dibra Amaschel Leima Kasavra Shmuel, wonders, even if you hold that Yadayim She'en and Moichichos are good, but if you don't have a Nazir Oivel Lefanov, why does the Gemara assume that there is even a Yad She'en and Moichiach? L'chaira, it's Shava B'Shava. When a person says Ahei, it's unclear. We have two equal stadim. He could mean Ahei B'Tainis, or he could mean Ahei Nazir. Why do we say that that would be a Yad She'en and Moichiach? And if Shmuel necessitates a Nazir Oivel Lefanov, it must be that he holds Yadayim She'en and Moichicha is lo Yahavin Yadayim. Even if Yadayim She'en and Moichicha is Havin Yadayim, you still need Nazir Oivel Lefanov, because without that, it's not a Yad B'chla. So Taisva says, no, the word Ahei has more of a mashmos, I will be a Nazir, than I will be Betainus. And that is because a person can always be Makabel Nazirus right away, on the moment. The word Ahei is mashma, I will be right away. Nazirus is something that you can be Makabel right away. Even if it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon and a person already has drank wine today, still, could be Makabel Nazirus from now on. However, Kabbalas Tainus is not something that you could always do right away. Tosfos says, "Im achal kvar hayoyim, if a person ate on that day already, then lo yuchal lehisanos ad lamachar. He can't be makabel tainus unless he's being makabel for tomorrow. If someone ate in the beginning of the day, he can't be makabel a tainus shoyz, a tainus now till the end of the day. Therefore, the word ahei, which has a mashmos that I will be right away, is more mashma nazirus. And if you require nazir oiv lefanov, it sounds like more of a mashmos to nazirus is not enough. It has to be a level of meichichos, and that level of meichichos is only when a Nazir is Oiver Lefanov. The Beis Halevi in Chelek Aleph Simin Mem Aleph is Medayik from the Lashon of our Tosfos, that Tosfos holds like the Shita of the Ramban and not like the Shita of the Rosh in Tainus. The Rosh in Tainus, Simin Yud Beis, in the first Perek, brings the Shita Saramban, that if a person has not yet eaten on a specific day, and now it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he could be makabel tainus for the remainder of this day, a tainus shoyz. If he has eaten, then of course he can't be makabel tainus. But if he has not eaten yet, then he could be makabel tainus for the remainder of this day. The Rosh himself argues on the Ramban and says you have to be makabel tainus for an entire day. And therefore, even if you have not eaten yet today, but if it's already the middle of the day, you can only be makabel tainus for tomorrow. You can't be makabel tainus for the remainder of this day. And that's the shita of Tosis and Avodah Zarah, Dav Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph as well. The person can't be makabel tainus in the middle of the day, even if he has not eaten yet today. The Beis Halevi says that our Tosfos is meduyuk like the Shita of the Ramban, that it is possible for a person to be makabel tainus for the remainder of this day if he has not yet eaten today. Because Tosfos says that the reason why tainus is not something that you can always be makabel miyad is Tosfos says, de'im achal kfar, because if he ate already today, lo yuchal lehisano isad lamachar. The Diktuk Lashon HaToisis is mashma that only if ochal kvar, only if he ate already today, there is a problem. But if he did not eat today, then he could be makabel tainus for miyad. He could be makabel tainus for right away, and therefore it's mashma that Tosfos holds, like the Ramban, that it is possible to be mekabel tainis if he has not yet eaten today. He could be mekabel tainis even for the remainder of the day, not like the sheet of the Rosh and the Tosfos and Avodah Zarah daf lamed dalet. The emes is that the Beis HaLevi over there is mevur that he holds that according to Tosfos, this that Tosfos says, that when the person says the Lashon Ehei, that's mashma Nazirus more than Tainus, because Nazirus could be Makabal right away. That is only if a person actually ate today. If he actually ate today already, then when he says Ahei, he can't mean Tainus because he already ate. So when a person says Ahei, and it's Mavur in the Gemara, that if you would hold Yadayim She'enan Moichichos are good enough, then that would be a Yad L'Nazirus. That's only true if he already ate today. If he didn't eat today, then Ahei B'tainis is just as good a tzad as Ahei Nazir, and therefore it wouldn't be a Yad L'Nazirus, even according to the Shita that Yadayim She'enan Moichichos suffice. However, this is a chiddush of the Beis HaLevi, the Lashon of Tosfos over here, and even more so the Tosfos in Kiddushin Daf Hei Amid Beis, is mashma that Tosfos is saying that the word Ahei is a yad l'nazirus over Tainus, since Ahei means immediately, it's mashma I will be something right away, and Nazirus is something that can always be accepted on yourself for right away. Whereas Tainus is something that you can't always accept right away. The im ochal kvar, because if you ate already today, you can't be makabel Tainus. The mashmas loshen hatoisis is that even if the person did not eat today, and therefore he could theoretically be makabel Tainus for right now, for the remainder of the day, still the word ahei is a yad l'nazirus, since nazirus is something that can always take effect right away, and there are times that a kabbalah's Tainus can't take effect right away. The Lashon HaTosfos in Kiddushin Hei Amid Beis is that Ahei is more mashma Nazirus. The Ahei mashma miyad upa'amim sha'achal. And sometimes a person eats earlier in the day. V'loi matzi l'meimar Ahei b'tainis ad l'machar. And therefore he can't say Ahei b'tainis until tomorrow. But Nazirus can always be chal right away. The Mashmas HaTosfos in Kiddushin and my Rebbe Rav Asher Arieli Shlita in his Shiurim in Kiddushin explained this way in Tosfos as well, is that Tosfos is saying that since Tainus is something that you can't always accept for miyad, you can't always accept right away, because pa'amim sha'achal, therefore even in a scenario where the person has not yet eaten today, and it would theoretically be possible for him to be makabel Tainus, the word ahei is a yad she'enan mechiach le'kabalas nazirus, because it's mashma more something that a person can always be makabel miyad, which is nazirus, unlike Tainus. The Beis HaLevi in that piece in Simen Mem Aleph goes on to bring the Shitas HaRambam, that the Rambam in Hilchas Tainus, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel, argues on the above mentioned Rishayim, and the Rambam holds that even if a person did eat today, still he could be makabel a Tainus L'shois right away. Tosfos is clearly not like the Tosfos. Tosfos says, Pa'amim Sha'achal, and if a person eats, then for sure he can't be makabel Tainus for the remainder of the day. The Rosh and the Ramban just argue if he has not yet eaten today, could he be makabel Tainus for the remainder of the day? But if someone ate already, then for sure he can't be makabel Tainus for the remainder of this day. But the Rambam holds not like that. The Rambam is mechadish that there is a musig of Tainus shois, and therefore even if one ate breakfast and lunch, and he decides at 2 o'clock in the afternoon that he wants to be makabel Tainus for the remainder of the day, that is a good Kabbalah's Tainus. Frek the Beis HaLevi, then how does the Rambam answer the Tkasha of Tosfos? According to the Gemara is Mashma, Tosfos Medai from the Gemara, that if you would hold a simple Yad, an ambiguous Yad, a Yad She'ena Mechiach is good enough, then you wouldn't need Nazir Oiv Lefanav. Just the word Ahei is more Mashma Nazirus more than Tainus. Why is the word I shall be Mashma more Nazirus than Tainus? Tosfos explains because Ahei is Mashma right away, and you could always be Makabel Nazirus right away. Tainus is something that you can't always be Makabel right away. But according to the Rambam, that's not true. Tainus is also something that you could always be Makabel immediately. Even if you have eaten today, if you decide you want to fast for the remainder of the day, you could be Makabel Tainus. That's the Shita Sarah. Rambam. So if that's the case, where is there more of a mashmas in the word I shall be to Nazirus over Tainus that would make it a Yad Bichlal? But for this, I think we can apply the Svara of the Rosh Bayas and the Pirush HaRosh on the side of the Gemara, and the Ramban as well in Kiddushin Daf Hei Amid Beis, say a different Svara than Tosfos. That the reason Ahei is mashma more Nazirus than Kabbalah's Tainus is not merely because Ahei is mashma immediately and Nazirus is something that could always be chal immediately, but because Ahei, I shall be, is mashma that you're making a hishtanus begufoy, changing your guf, changing something, l'shem chadosh, to a new title. And we know that a Nazir, when he's makabel Nazirus, he becomes a new title of a Nazir. He himself is a Nazir. Even though we said before that the sheet of the Maharit, that the yesod of Kabbalas Nazirus is that you're makabel on yourself a new title, and the Isurim come just as a davar memela, that's not agreed upon by many Rishonim, among them the Rosh, it seems. So still, the Maisa, when a person is makabel Nazirus, however you explain the gather of Kabbalas Nazirus, that, we must clarify, is a davar muskam, that his title has now changed to Nazir. He has been niskadish gufay with Kedushas Nazirus, even if the essence of Kabbalas Nazirus is being makabel the Isurim. But it says clearly that he is niskadish be Kedushas Aguf, and he gets a toyar, a new title, that he is a Nazir. So therefore the word I shall be is mashma that I'm changing into something. It's mashma Nazirus more than Tainis. Because by Tainis, the guf of the person doesn't change. He doesn't get a shame chadosh. He's not nishtane shemoi l'shem chadosh, a faster. He's a person who's fasting. No, he's the same regular person, and he's just being noyig tainis. Therefore, says the Rosh and the Ramban as well, that the word ahei, even without nozil lefanov, is mashma yoiser, kabbalas nazirus than tainis. Not to the extent of mechichais, if you don't have nozir over lefanov, it's not a yad mechiach, but at least a yad she'ena mechiach, that it would be. So that we could say b'shitas haRambam as well, even though the Rambam says that Kabbalah's tainus is shayach miyad, even if a person has eaten today. But the reason that the Gemara assumes that the word ahei is more mashma nazirus than tainus has nothing to do with the fact that you can't be makabel tainus for right away. Yutaka could, in all scenarios, be makabel tainus for miyad. The reason why ahei is more mashma nazirus than tainus is because of the svara of the Rosh and the Ramban, that ahei is mashma that I shall be a new title, a new shame chadash begufa. And that's mashma more nazirus, when a person gets a new title and a new shame on his guf, more than Kabbalah's tainus, when he's merely the same person without a hishtanus bishmai, but he's just a person who is being noyeg b'tainus. The Gemara continues that even after we've established kigoyin shahaya nazir oivelofanov, and we know that the person does not mean ehei betainis, still it is unclear that he wants to be makabel on himself nazirus. Dilma lepoitre min karbonois of kamar. Maybe he's accepting on himself to bring the karbonois for this nazir that is oivelofanov, and he doesn't mean to be accepting his own nazirus. And the Gemara answers the ka'amar beliboy, that he says, he explains afterwards that it was beliboy, it was in his heart, his intention was to be makabel nazirus on his own. Toisvis dibur hamaskel de ka'amar beliboy is bothered that if ka'amar beliboy is good enough to explain to us that he means to be makabel nazirus and not just lepoitrim in karbonoisav, so why do we have to establish the Mishnah bechlal that it's talking about nazir over lefanov? If you wonder, maybe he means ahei betainis, let's say to ka'amar beliboy that he says afterwards that he meant to be makabel nazirus and not to be makabel tainis. If explaining afterwards that was in his heart all the time, that helps la'af Fuke the tzad of lepoitrim and karbonoisav, so that should help la fuke the tzad of ahei betainis ka'amar. Why does the Gemara have to keep the ukimta of kagoyin shaya nazir over lefanav? And Tosis answers that by nazir it says ki yafli, which means that we have to express it clearly sheyefarish befiv, and therefore it's not enough to ka'amar beliboy. It has to be a situation where we know clearly from the words of his mouth that he wants to be makabel nazirus, and that's only when he says ahei if a nazir is over lefanav. Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Shiurim in Kedushin wonders that Tosfos's answer is not so clear. The Kovetz Shiurim in Kedushin, Hey Amid Beis, Simen Chavtes, says, Lamaisa, what's the difference? The Gemara does say that the Ka'amar Beliboy helps to explain that he doesn't intend just lepoitrim in karbonoisav, he wants to be makabel nazirus. So if we use the Ka'amar Beliboy for that, why does the Ka'amar Beliboy not help La fuke the tzad of ahei betainis? True, Taisus says he aside that you need kiyafli sheyefarish befiv, but he's not being mefarish befiv so clearly, because we see that we have a tzad lepoitrim and karbonais of kamar, and on that we use the ka'amar beliboy. So what's exactly the gedder? When does the ka'amar beliboy help, and when does it not help? So the Brisker Rav in the Chidushei HaGri is right over here, explains the Kavana of Tosis. And he says that the Yesod HaDavar of Kiyafli is that a person has to say an expression befiv, that it's clear that it's an expression of Nazirus. If it's not an expression of Nazirus, he might just mean Ahe Betainis, then that's not good enough. Therefore, we need a situation of Nazir Oiver Lefonov to show that his Ahe, his proclamation that he will be, means that it's something to do with Nazirus. But now, within Nazirus, you gotta have two tzadim. Does he mean to actually be mekabel Nazirus on himself? Or does he mean to be mekabel on himself the chi of karbonis, to pay for the karbonis of this other Nazir? Those are two tzadim within the parsha of Nazirus. His own Nazirus, or helping out someone else's Nazirus to bring the karbonis of his friend's Nazirus? That already, the ka'amar b'libai can help tip the scale and can help show us that he means to be mekabel Nazirus on himself. That's not a chisaron of kiyafli, because in his words already, with the circumstantial evidence of Nazir Oivel Lefanov, his words tell us something about Nazirus, like the person who is passing by. But the actual prat of whether he means to be mekabel his own Nazirus, or to be poiter this person from his karbonos, that is not clear, but that doesn't have to be clear, because once it's the ka'amar b'liboy, that is a good enough kiyafli, since it was clear from his words that he was saying something b'negeah to Nazirus. The Rabbeinu Avram in Ahar, one of the Rishonim who has a pirush here on Masechta Nazir, says this clearly, and it's a raya to the Brisker Rav's pshat in the Tosfos. Rabbeinu Avram in Ahar says on his own that the pshat in this Gemara is that since Hoyel ve'ika haychacha demi Nazirus Airi, since there's a haychacha from his words that he's talking about something of Nazirus, afal gav de'ika l'sfukei b'Nazirus atzmai, even though you could be mistapik within Nazirus itself, if he means lepoitre mikarbonaisav, or if he means to be makabo Nazirus, kad omar, when he says, belibi hoyo kach velozek ivanti, I had in my heart this, and this is what I was mechaven to, chayel ale Nazirus b'hai lishna. Then Nazirus could be chal with this lashana. Avol imloy hoyo Nazir over lafonav, if a Nazir wasn't walking in front of him, hoyo veleko haychacha demi Nazir kamar, since there's not even a haychacha that he means anything to do with Nazirus, af al gav de ka'amar, even though he says afterwards, belibi hoyel Nazirus, ein oiklum bezeh halashen. It's not good enough with this lashon. This is clearly like the vart of the Brisker Rav in the Tosfos, that the ka'amar b'liboy helps to decide, to tell us, to explain to us, what statement of Nazirus is he making? A kabbalas Nazirus or a lepoitre mikarbonaisav? But that doesn't replace the necessity of Nazir Oivel Lefanov. Because if not for Nazir Oivel Lefanov, we have a tzad of ahe b'tainis ka'amar. And that is already not a good haflah. It's not an expression that's clearly related to Nazirus, and that's a chesaron in kliyafli. Therefore, the ka'amar b'liboy would not help for that. The maskonas ha-gemara, the gemara says that the chiddush of this case in the Mishnah, if it is Nazir Oivel Lefanov and the ka'amar b'liboy, the chiddush is because we would think that there's a chesaron of ein piv v'liboy shavin, kamash malon, that there is no chesaron. What's the pshat in this kamash malon? So Tosfos and the Rosh both explain that of course there is a criteria of piv v'libay shavin. The kamash malon is that over here it's not a chisaron of piv v'libay shavin, because machsheves halev megalya adiburay. Once he explains to us that in his heart there was kabbalas nazirus, that is megala, that his words ahei taka mean I will be a nazir, I will be makabala myself, my own nazirus. And therefore, it's a good kabbalas nazirus. It's taka piv v'liboy shavin. It's kedai to be madgish over here that even though we said earlier in the daf that there is surely a criteria of piv v'liboy shavin, that there has to be lev as well. And as we explained, according to most rishonim, you have to have kavana l'kabbalas nazirus. And according to Tosfos and Amud Aleph, it could be you don't need to be mechaven l'kabbalas nazirus if you say it in Lashon Kodesh or in languages similar to Lashon Kodesh. But at least you need the lev to be mechaven to say the words that you said from your mouth. That needs lev. Here, this Gemara is discussing the piv aspect of piv v'liboy shavin. The havamina is, even though the ka'amar b'liboy haya l'kach, still maybe it's a chisaron in piv if it's not clear from the words itself. And the kamash malon is that it's still good. And the way Tosfos and the Rosh explain the kamash malon is not that there's no criteria of piv. Sure, there's a criteria of piv, but this is piv v'liboy shavin because the lev is megala adiburai, that's what the dibur of ahe meant. The lashon of the mefarish is kamash malon deloy bo'inon. It's mashma that he's learning the kamash malon is that you don't need peh v'libay shavin. And as we explained, of course you need the lave, but the peh doesn't have to be so clear for Kabbalah's Nazirus. If he says afterwards that that's what he meant, that's good enough. And even though it sounds like that in the words of the Gemara, Mao de tema bo'inan peh v'libay shavin. Kamash malon, the simple words of the Gemara, sounds like kamash malon deloy bo'inan, that we don't need peh v'libay shavin. Taisus and the Rosh were not willing to accept that pshat because, of course, we do need peh v'libay shavin. The kamash malon is that this is considered peh v'libay shavin. But it sounds like from the Mefarish that by Nazirus, at the end of the day, you don't need piv, and it's Mefurish in the Rambam, such a shita. The Rambam in Pirish HaMishnai is here in the beginning of the Masechta, says clearly that Lefi the Maskana, you don't need piv alibay shavin, and in the Rambam in Hilchas Nazirus, Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, he explains what he means. Of course you need that a Kabbalah bepeh, and leiv kabbalas nazirus, what it means that you don't need the peh, you don't need the piv alibay shavin here in our Gemara, means that you don't have to say words that the actual words mean nazirus. Over here, the words that he said was, ahey, I will be. Those words, even with nazir ayvalafanov, are not considered words that are mashma'usan net nazirus. The mashma'us of the words are not nazirus. It's just clear from his words that he means to be Makabal Nazirus. Because with the circumstantial evidence of Nazir Ivalafanov, these words, we know that your Kavana is to be Makabal Nazirus. That's good enough. So Kamash, when the Gemara says that the Kamash Malan of this Mishnah is that you would think that you need Pivali by Shavin, it means that the Nazir Ivalafanov and saying, hey, even if you explain afterwards, the Ka'amar Baliboy, that you say that it was in your heart, still maybe you need words that actually mean Nazirus. Kamash Malan, that no, by Nazirus, there is no such criteria. You don't have to say words that mean Nazirus. All you have to say words is that communicate the idea that we know clearly that this was in your lave. We know clearly that you are Mechav and the Kabbalah's Nazirus. So the two Mahalchim here in the Gemara, according to the Tais and the Rosh, it's a Davar Pashut that you need Piv Alibay Shavin. The Havamina is that there's a chesaron of the peh over here. It's not a clear words. Kamash Malan, that the Machshevas Halev could be Megalya Adiburai. And according to the Mefarish and the Pirish HaMishnayis La Rambam and the Rambam and Yarech Hazaka, they explain that Kamash Malan means that you don't need Piv Alibay Shavin. But as we explained, of course you need Machshevas Halev. You need either Lev LeKabbalas HaNazirus, or at least Lev to express the words that came out of your mouth. And you also need peh. It can't just be in the Lev. You also need an expression of Kabbalas Nazirus. But the fact that you don't need Piv Alibay Shavin is teaching us, according to the Maskonas HaGemara, that you don't need words, that the mashmaos, the taich of the actual words themselves, are be'inyan Nazirus. If with these words it's clear to us that you mean to be Makabal Nazirus, that's good enough. And in the Rambam, it's mevuar that what this is coming to exclude is shvuas. By shvua, that's not the case. And when a person is mekabel on himself a shvua, he has to say words that mean shvua. That Rambam is not in Hilchas Nazirus, but the Rambam is in Hilchas Shvuas. The Rambam in Hilchas Shvuas, Perek Beis, Halacha Hey, says it's not good enough to say words that we know that you want to be mekabel shvua. You have to say a loshen shemashma'oi v'inyonoi shvua. A loshen that the taich of the words is that you swear that you're going to do something. But by Nazirus, our Gemara is mechadish that you don't need piv v'libay shavin. You don't have to say words shemashma usan v'inyanam nazirus. As long as it's clear from the words and the circumstance that you mean to be makabel nazirus, that is good enough.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.